there's no question about it. It doesn't look anything like on TV. It's glamorized. They show a little bit of rough stuff, but this is fields and fields and fields of really bad, bad conditions. I saw thousands and thousands of makeshift tents with blue tarpaulin string on them. And the first thing I see, I'm going to say 8, maybe 10 gentlemen all sitting on the floor round a campfire. There's a great giant wok, the biggest wok I've ever seen, and full of like stir fry. And I went, hello everyone, and they all looked up, and the very first thing happened, this is my first ever trip into the camp, they handed me a fork and asked me to sit down and join them. Their very first act was an act of kindness. And when I pulled up the car, the first thing I did, there was a big queue formed around me, I handed out a loaf of bread, and I watched the man open the loaf of bread and give 2 to each person. These people were sharing, they were caring, they were kind, always said thank you. My statement is, Europe isn't working. If a family said, I'm going to walk from John O'Groats to Land's End, but then behind those 30 or 40 people, there were 12 or 15 children. I am absolutely certain, without any shadow of a doubt, every time there was a stop point where there was drinks provided on that charity walk, someone would have said, this is a child alone, we have to take them off the street, and we must find this child a bed for the night. That hasn't happened in Europe. These people have crossed 4 borders in some cases without passports and without parents. That tells me Europe isn't working, because if that happened from John O'Groats to Land's End, at every point somebody would have picked at least picked the children up and got them to a place of safety.